Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Undecided or uncommitted? I've noticed a concerning trend in our busy culture. It's in the way we can parse our words to make others think we are saying one thing while we are actually giving ourselves an out in case we need it. You know, giving ourselves a little wiggle room. Let me illustrate. I ask someone, "Are you going to the party on Friday night?" And the answers I get sound like this. "I'm planning on it. Sure gonna try. It looks like I'll be there." They walk away smiling, and I'm left standing there wondering, was that a yes? Are they really going to be there, or are they keeping their options open in case a better offer comes along? Even on Facebook's event invitations, I have the option to check attending, not attending, or maybe attending. Are we truly undecided, or are we simply unwilling to commit to our decisions? Here's the danger in being undecided about something as innocent as going to a party. The indecision anywhere can start a pattern that carries over to everywhere in my life, and then undecided in one area can easily become uncommitted in all areas. The greatest danger? Being uncommitted to the life God has called you and me to live. Like saying, "God, I'll follow you anywhere, as long as I have a comfy bed every night. I'm totally committed to you, but I have to take care of my family. I've put you first, but I want to have some fun too." Undecided, parsing words, giving yourself an out, saying yes to what you should say no to, and vice versa. Jesus directly addressed the dangers of this type of speech. I like it out of the Message paraphrase. "And don't say anything you don't mean. This counsel is embedded deep in our traditions. You only make things worse when you lay down a smokescreen of pious talk, saying, 'I'll pray for you,' and never doing it, or saying, 'God be with you,' and not meaning it. You don't make your words true by embellishing them with religious lace. In making your speech sound more religious, it becomes less true. Just say yes and no. When you manipulate words to get your own way, you go wrong." Matthew chapter 5, verses 33 to 37 in the Message paraphrase. If you say yes, make your yes mean yes. Or else, just say no. Say what you mean and mean what you say. Let's commit to being totally committed. These are not my words, but Christ's. Just say a simple yes, I will, or no, I won't. Anything beyond this is from the evil one. Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. Decide what you are going to do. Commit to it. Say it. Mean it. Then do it.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.